Welcome to Seattle Unplugged, the newest episode of the Radioactive Youth Media Podcast, where young people share their voices. My name is Philip.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Gavin.
In this episode, we're delving into the streets of central Seattle and uncovering what Seattleites think Seattle culture is and how it impacts them.
We felt compelled to produce this podcast because growing up in such a unique city with many diverse perspectives, we really wanted to learn more about the local environment and what the everyday person has to say.
We chose to interview people on one of the busiest Sundays of the year, with a sold-out Taylor Swift concert, the Mariners versus the Blue Jays game, the Capitol Hill Block Party, and the Bite of Seattle, all taking place around the same time.
The light rail was super crowded, but we wanted the chance to talk to as many people as we could, so around 1 p.m., we set out to do just that. I've always loved the Puget Sound. Seattle's perfect blend of urban charm and ocean is what makes Seattle, Seattle. To me, the place that captures us the best is Pike Place Market, so that's where we decided to go. Founded in 1907 and located downtown right off the pier, Pike Place Market is a fundamental part of Seattle. It's home to the Gumwall, fish markets, and the first ever Starbucks. Pike Place attracts millions of tourists every year. Hundreds of farmers, fishmongers, business owners, and buskers bring this market to life. So we interview tourists, business owners, and locals who call the city their home.
What's your full name?
Chris Talon.
My name is Megan Crafton.
What's your name?
Noah.
What's your relationship living in Seattle?
I've lived in Seattle 3 years. I'm in Chinatown. I worked as a barista. I work at a fish market now.
I moved here about 9 years ago because my partner at the time got a job out here. So I quit school and I went with my partner.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're no longer together, but I'm still here and I still like it here.
What do you consider like culture in Seattle?
Seattle culture, that's a tough one because I feel like there's a few different dominating forces here. There's a lot of, you know, the tech scene is like a major contributing factor to the culture here and the things that come with that. Things are a bit more sanitized in certain areas, but we also have, you know, people who just kind of work, you know, normal, regular jobs, you know, like this.
You know, it's fairly progressive, you know, or it used to be. I think it's somewhat still there, but you know, there's a lot of money running through this place right now, so it's you know, it's disrupting a lot of things.
I would say, you know, fish, trees, Seahawks, coffee, all the essentials. You know, Pike Place. I mean, Pike Place is like the biggest part of it, in my opinion. But yeah, I love it here.
What is your favorite thing just about the city so far?
I just like the water. I like the temperature here. There's a lot of stuff to see too, because I have a son who's in soccer, so we can go to see the soccer stadium. We can see the Sounders play.
My favorite thing about the city is that a lot of people don't know this, but the largest remaining video store, the largest public video archive, is here in Seattle.
On the flip side, what do you like not like about our city?
Oh God. You know, I moved away for a year and I came back and my biggest complaint with it was it was just so hard to make friends because I feel like a lot of people are insular. A lot of people are transplants and they don't quite know how to like mesh with each other. I feel like everybody here is nice. People here are friendly, but you have to like say hi, you know, yes, hello, you know, just put yourself out there.
I mean, I don't like there's just a lot of noise, man. Just tons of noise constantly, even at night, like trash trucks, ambulances, cops, people screaming in the streets, the cars banging, it's everything, you know?
We heard from many different people as we walked around Pike Place. The highs, the lows, how tech culture is changing Seattle, how people feel about the Seattle freeze, and how the pier, coffee, and public video archives blend together to make Seattle culture. As a place that locals and tourists love, and the first farmers market, Pike Place was the perfect location to start our day.
Next, we went to the Chinatown International District, a cultural hub for many Asian American and Pacific Islanders in the greater Seattle area. Noodle houses, restaurants, bakeries, and mom-and-pop grocery spots all situated in the southern area of downtown. The district is home to some of Seattle's oldest Japanese, Chinese, and Vietnamese restaurants. Its vibrant cultural atmosphere, rich history, and diverse culinary experiences makes it really unique and welcoming. We wanted to interview people that lived around here, as it's one of Seattle's most beautiful neighborhoods.
My name's Nathan. I'm from Portland, and then I came to Seattle about 1 year ago.
All right, what's your name and pronouns?
Malik, I don't do pronouns.
All right, what's your relationship living in Seattle?
It's a nice city to look at. The population is very randomly sketchy, honestly. I don't hate it, but I definitely have a lot of reasons to, I guess, expect more or want more from the city.
I hear that, yeah, definitely. All right, what do you consider Seattle culture?
Obviously mixed. I feel like it's mixed but doesn't have an identity of its own. I feel like it's a culture that has a want. It wants to be something, and because there's just so many influences on it, it can't really find one, you know? So I feel like it's lost in an innocent way, but lost.
What's your favorite thing about Seattle?
Probably the sea. The reason I moved to Seattle was for my dog to see the sea.
The opportunities. It's a lot of opportunities and a lot of ways to network here. I like the fact that it's notorious for so many things, so it attracts a lot of people. So there's always the possibility for you to meet somebody new, important, somebody who can maybe just benefit you on your way, you know, whatever your journey may be.
What's your least favorite thing about Seattle?
It's overpriced. It's overpriced for what it offers. Like, yeah, it's a cool place, it's big, it's opportunistic, but the way that money is cycled here, it's almost, money is always a trap, but it seems like a trap. It seems like you get lured in with the opportunities and the amount of money you can make, but then you're charged, you know, an exorbitant amount to be able to function. So it kind of seems like a trap, you know, the economy, but that's probably the one thing I hate, is just very expensive.
Drug addiction. I mean, there are a lot of addicts in Seattle, and Seattle's allowing people to become addicts, and it's very difficult to live in this type of society and that mentality. In order for me to walk out and see that or deal with it, is like I need to strengthen myself and become like really
Callous?
Yeah, it becomes a callous mentality.
As we explored the heart and soul of the Chinatown International District, we saw an interesting blend of perspectives that gives this neighborhood its vibrant character. It's clear that CID is a place of diverse experiences, in addition to the rich cultures that flow through the area.
Finally, we ended up at Capitol Hill, one of the city's most popular nightlife and entertainment districts. Dive bars, nightclubs meet high-end dining and expensive condos. Many vibrant communities call it home, but as of lately, it's becoming very interwoven with many tech companies that reside nearby downtown. Cap Hill has always been special to me. Bordering both downtown and SoDo, I'll never forget driving through it countless times to get to Harborview, my dad's old workplace, going to various parks in the area, or genuinely having the best tacos in Seattle. Shout out Tacos Chuki's. Cap Hill historically has been a cultural hub for the LGBTQ community since the 50s. And more recently was the epicenter of the grunge movement in Seattle during the 90s. Nirvana's Kurt Cobain hung out here a lot too. We decided to interview those who live around Capitol Hill, and those here for this weekend's Capitol Hill Block Party Music Festival, to see how a younger crowd feels about our city. All right, what's your name and pronouns?
My name is Wilson Ron. I use they, them pronouns.
Awesome. And what's your name and pronouns?
Walter Williams. I use he, him.
My name is Travis. He, him pronouns.
Yeah, I'm Jesse. I'm he, him.
What's your relationship living in Seattle?
I grew up in Washington. I live in Renton, so I'm like 15 minutes south. And the city was always like a little bit of a mystery to me. I grew up, you know, I didn't really come to the city too much. But lately, with our business adventure selling like clothes, we've realized that Seattle has a huge community, and we love coming out here. There's so much life out here, you know?
I lived here for a little while, and I'm back for Capitol Block Party, yeah.
Born and raised, been here my whole life, and
probably continue to stay here for a little bit longer.
Been living here for almost a decade now, moved from Southern California.
What do you consider Seattle culture?
I think Seattle culture right now is a very weird mix between old Seattle, very music focused, and now the tech industry, which is kind of shifting who's available to live here and who can manage to stay within the city. And so I think there's a weird clash right now between that.
Oh, damn. Yeah, the parks like Cal Anderson and Green Lake and Cowan and Ravenna. Those places are like where I found a lot of peace when I lived here. Yeah.
For me, I would say I consider Seattle culture just the community. I feel like the biggest thing for me is how welcoming it is. I feel like it's like a major city like New York City, like Los Angeles, where it's just you can wear whatever, do whatever, be whatever, and people will only bat a second eye. I feel like with other places, it's not the same. And I also just feel like being out here is just a great feeling. A lot of people, a lot of creatives, a lot of just normal people where you can just kind of get together, hang out, have fun, and no one's really feeling like, oh damn, I'm not a creative, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. It's like everyone kind of blends together in a way.
I would consider Seattle culture to be free. Like, it's kind of very accepting and you can really be whoever you want to be out here. There's not really too many people that judge, so just the culture is just be who you are. That's how I see it.
Nearly 725,000 people call Seattle home. And on the busiest Sunday of the year, we could only talk to a handful of them. From addiction, raising a family, selling locally caught fish, and even just existing here. Seattle is something to everyone. Good, bad, the worst, and the hopeful. It was a great experience altogether, and we hope to continue to tell the stories of others around Seattle. We all love our city, and having these honest conversations with others can strengthen and grow the Seattle community. A community that's given the three of us so much.
Thank you for listening to Seattle Unplugged. You can find more radioactive podcasts like this one at kuow.org/radioactive.
You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at KUOW Radioactive and Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
If you haven't, please subscribe to the Radioactive Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave us a nice review as it helps other people find us too.
This show was produced by Philip Joe, Gavin Mulfelder, and Alex Mengistab, with support from our mentors Eva Solorio, Antonio Navarez, and our editor, Kelsey Kupferer. Also, a special thank you to all those we interviewed, people who helped us throughout the interviewing process, and Radioactive staff. For Radioactive, this has been Philip,
Gavin,
and Alex,
signing off.